I really wanted to try and get involved in organizing Slutwalk as a way to understand it a little more, but also because I really strongly believed in its core purpose of ending victim blaming and slut shaming. And part of joining that was to get more of an insight into its purposes and into why we did what we did, which I knew I had a personal answer for, but I wanted to understand it on a more collective level.
Can you just reflect on Slutwalk and how it's changed over the 7 years you've been involved? Have you seen changes?
I have. To start with, Slutwalk on the Melbourne-based level and on the organising team level, it's been beautiful to see people continuing to step up. My role was very much one of the first people to receive that baton, if you will, off the very much the original organizing team, Karen Pickering and a few others who started Slutwalk in Melbourne. And so I and a few others very much formed that next generation of people who undertook Slutwalk. And so to see people come forward again and take that on after this has been really refreshing. There's nothing worse, I think, for a movement to remain stagnant than to have the same people doing it year after year after year, because you don't get that diversity of opinion and consistent challenges that you need when you're doing activism and having people bringing different opinions in. And I think Slutwalk has done that really well. So that's been wonderful to see that on that level of Slutwalk Melbourne. On a more collective level, seeing how Slutwalk and to an extent other forms of feminist activism have changed things. Change is a hard thing to understand or measure because it kind of creeps up on us, and it's not as though we have one or two or three slut walks and suddenly we've changed everyone's minds about things like victim blaming or slut shaming. It's an ongoing sort of project, and Slutwalk is one of many different groups and many different people that contribute to that. So they do one part of the puzzle and one specific bit of that puzzle, and they do it incredibly well, as do other groups. But we get to see changes like how language is used in the media when talking about people who have experienced violence. We don't get as much victim blaming. We see a real change in attitudes from police, at least on the level when they're talking to the media. They know that there's a level of accountability there. You know, would hesitate to say that the media and that the police are perfect. They are far from perfect. But on some levels, at least, we are seeing some really slow, at least, gestures towards change. We're definitely nowhere near the finish line, but it's a nice place to at least start from compared to where we were 10 years or so ago.
Yes. And in your writing, you've written about intersectionality within Slutwalk, but generally, can you just say what you mean by intersectionality and how that looks in Slutwalk?
So intersectionality in any respect, not just in feminism, but it's an understanding that there are different levels and layers and intersections of oppression that someone may experience. So within feminism, it's considered from the perspective of women of colour experiencing different forms of oppression compared to white women, trans women experiencing different levels of oppression compared to cis women. How that plays out in Slutwalk is just a consistent acknowledgement of needing, as I said earlier, the different voices and the different experiences of people in order to ensure that we're getting all of the ideas and understandings both on the table, but also ensuring that we acknowledge where appropriate to do so, how victim blaming and slut shaming affect different people in different ways. So Slutwalk, although it is predominantly run by and is for women, it is more broadly for survivors. So we do, of course, have men that come to Slutwalk who are survivors as well. They're not necessarily as prominent, but that's down to percentages more than anything else, but they are there. And we, of course, also have non-binary people as well. So people that identify as gender non-conforming come along. What Slutwalk tries to do, as I think most good feminist movements would try to do, is consider how the same issue affects different people in different ways and what the root cause of that is, which in this case is back to victim blaming and slut shaming. So it's the same problem. We just see different impacts of it depending on who you are and where you come from.
How important has social media been to feminist activism?
Social media at its best, and it is often not at its best, but when it is at its best, it acts as a form of consciousness raising. So it acts as a way to bring together different forms of knowledge and different experiences for other people to read about and learn about and therefore act on if they can and in what capacity they are able to. So feminism in that respect has really used social media effectively for that. The downside at the same time, of course, is that there is the endless parade of harassment and trolls and all of these things which social media is just rife with, and Slutwalk is no exception to that. We do have a lot of those forms of experience. At its best, social media can aid these campaigns. At its worst, social media means that the organisers are prone to things like burnout, and that's something that, you know, we need to consider when we look at social media and how it's set up more broadly. But social media and the internet as a whole have allowed women to become more connected and understand more about each other's experiences.
Yes. And the future? What do you hope for the future?
The idea for the future, of course, is that Slutwalk ceases to exist because we've done it all and everyone is aware of the terribleness of victim blaming and slut shaming, and we've achieved our goal. But seeing that after 10 years, we're just now starting to see some small indications of changes in our local media on the back of the horror that has been the last 10 years for women's rights generally, I would say that unfortunately there is still room for Slutwalk and for other feminist movements, and that it's incredibly important that they do keep going, ensuring that there are more people that can be incorporated into that tent and be drawn into the message of Slutwalk.